we only require 30 or 40 hours behind the wheel. You look at countries like Germany, it's minimum of 300.
Oh, wow.
You look
I didn't
at Australia, that. It's 150 hours. And and to be able to
they don't understand the skill set yet. Yeah, it's not enough time.
Yeah, and to impact teens in a way where we put them in compromising situations.
Yes.
You know, here we're doing a skid recovery.
Yep.
So they're basically, they think they're out there in a stinger drifting. And we're like, no, we're going to teach you how to do this and slide the car around. And you're maybe going 8 miles an hour.
You, I feel like that too. I'm like, I needed like this refresher and a break.
Yeah.
It's good. There's a lot of shit going on, but it's good shit.
Yeah.
But this is like fun. It's like a nice little.
I think it's something I definitely look forward to because it's our posse.
Yeah.
Our team. And we know what's going on and we live similar paralleled lives with all the chaos and all the fun. Hey guys, welcome to High Octane Hustle. I'm Fastlane Jane.
And I'm Design Muse.
And we're interviewing each other.
That's it. It's just a podcast
about
going on in our lives right now.
And I
said so much.
Yeah. And I said I wanted to start because I have so many questions to ask
you.
Right?
I'm in the seat. Got it. I'm in the hot seat.
Well, this is how we'll you know what? The best thing you can do, folks, if you don't want to be a wallflower at a party, is ask people about themselves.
Oh, so 100%.
That's what I'm doing right now.
100%.
So what's going on? You've got Ford going on stuff.
Ford?
Don't you have a Ford photo shoot? No. What have you been posting on social media? Things coming up with Ford. Can you talk about these things?
Oh, okay. So
she has so much going
like,
on.
Wait,
she can't
which one
remember.
Is it? Which one is it? And which one can I talk about?
Okay.
Talk
about the one you can talk about.
I know. And actually, I haven't even posted yet. Yes, I've been posting more Ford stuff. So basically, Ford Accessories, they have a website. And what's really cool is, like, when we got our Bronco, you can actually go to FordAccessories.com, and you can find different cool Ford accessories, but also including aftermarket stuff as well. So, you know, they have lights on there. They have, it is an array. It's pretty much everything to build your Bronco if you want, or other things too, because it is Ford accessories. Me personally, it's for my Bronco.
Right.
But what's really cool is I get to share a link with you guys. So we do have a discount code. So it's DesignMuse20. So if you go to FordAccessories.com and use that discount code, you get 20% off. So.
Okay, listen, I love that for you guys.
That's
I love that
cool.
for you.
I
that's
know.
Really dope.
I was like, what are you talking about? But yes.
That's
pretty rad. So I'm excited to share that with you and with everyone else.
Yes.
Because if you have Broncos, then you can go on there. But actually, it's all Ford accessories.
So that's a huge
and
thing.
And who doesn't go car shopping? Like, who doesn't just, you know, I don't know, drink and then shop online? I mean, doesn't everyone do that? I mean, you know, you're looking for fun accessories. You're like, wow, I need this right now. Do you not do that? Doesn't
it's
everyone
been a
do
while,
that?
But I've always thought it would be a great idea. No, seriously, I always thought it'd be a great idea that if some of the fashion, you know, like where you go to get your fashion, if they were serving glasses of champagne, I'd buy so many more clothes.
Oh, I go into some of the stores and they usually have shots of whiskey. Those are fun.
Listen, I clearly don't shop in the best
places.
Does
it loosen you up a little to buy more?
I mean, hey. It loosens those purse strings.
You know, just one. And, you know.
Pre-buy,
I'm not promoting that. And usually when I'm doing it, it's in my own home. You know,
she's taking an Uber.
But anyway, yes, you can go do that. And I'm excited to share that. I really haven't shared anything yet. I've just been promoting more Bronco stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of like you and the Corvette thing and the Chevy, you know, Chevy girl, Ford girl.
Yeah. We've got our bases covered for sure.
Yes, we do.
Holy moly.
Totally.
But then you've also...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh.
You first.
Okay. Well, I love all the stuff that you're sending on social media. You're getting some awesome coverage of you and your and Scarlett.
Oh my gosh. You know, you guys, I have to tell you that the reality is I'm just doing that with my little iPhone, but I know that I've been paying attention. McGuire's has been so good to me in making sure that I have all sorts of amazing products for the car. And as soon, excuse me, I'm all choked up, McGuire's. As soon as I got my package, and I had so much fun having a chance to get the car all just detailed bitching, right. Like really, really nice.
And the right products do make a difference.
Yeah, makes a huge difference. And then being able to use those products and introduce the orange Corvette and then, you know, Black Pearl, my SRT8 Magnum, and have that on social media. I mean, it's a job.
It is.
You know, you guys know art, and I'm just trying to kind of stay a little, maybe 10 feet behind, but stay catching up. I feel like I'm going to catch up.
Oh, I think you're doing fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Great shots, good angles.
It's, you know, and it's a lot of music selection, too.
You know, right? It is a big part of it.
Yeah, you've been doing it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right there at Johnson Valley. Across the street from doing the donuts and all that.
Always.
Oh my gosh.
Always.
Yeah, it's awesome. But let's talk about the other really cool thing for Real Deal Revolution.
We have some amazing things. Actually, I even have another. Oh, I can't even say that announcement. Oh my God, that's so cool.
That'll be next time.
There's something really cool happening in Sturgis too. Really cool. But yeah, I can't talk about it till after. But yeah, no. Okay. So
I feel
if
like
you know me, the
cryptic.
Yeah. All these NDAs and things like that.
Oh,
I know. Right.
Man.
I know. So, maybe I can just speak now. I always say the yeah, no thing. So
I say, go with it. It works for me. I actually know what you're talking about.
Deal Revolution. So Jesse Combs and
I'm rubbing off on you. Jason, can you edit that out, please? Make us look
You do. Jesse Combs and myself started Real Deal Revolution officially in 2015. So it was essentially, changing the perception of skilled trades and women's roles in them. We have people like Fastlane Jane over here helping as well. So we go out and we have instructors and we do traveling workshops to teach skilled trades to people to get, you know, I say people excited about them. It started out as only women teaching women and wanting to go out to inspire women. But the thing is all the guys and all the kids and everyone wants to learn. So it is badass women teaching and instructing all of these workshops and stuff. And going out and doing that has been amazing. I mean, you know, you help.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful energy of going out and sharing that with someone, empowering someone. To learn something new, because then they realize like they can go out and conquer the world and learn all kinds of new things, you know? And
Definitely. So
we've been doing that, you know, you've helped, we've gone to Babes Right Out. We do a ton of different events and we're really excited, that we will be at the Harley Davidson 120th anniversary with the Jesse Combs Foundation, and Harley Davidson is sponsoring that for us to be there. So
that's amazing.
That's a pretty big name. I don't know. That's pretty cool, right?
Well, when you stop and you consider all the good that it's doing that you and Jesse kind of started with, and then her and your connection with Harley Davidson and mine.
Yeah.
And kind of growing that in her memory. And then the Jesse Combs Foundation and the exposure for women scholarships. I mean, it's just
everything.
Not ending.
Yes.
It's such a good way to give back to the community
100%.
And inspire young people. I mean, remember the Girl Scouts of Costa Mesa? Oh my gosh.
Oh, I know.
I'm telling
it's so
you.
Good,
yeah,
right?
It was so good.
So good.
And just to be able to do that, I mean, hats off to you, because that is a feather in your cap for sure.
It's in all of ours.
Yes.
Because so the idea behind Real Deal is that it was never about Jesse and I. We were just the ones that started that, but it's about the community. So it's about paying it forward and the instructors and building that. And that's what you do too, you know, as well. And it's like, it's all of us, you know. Jesse didn't ever want it to be about her too, you know? So we go out there, she's still represented by the foundation and being part of that. But it's really cool because that showcases each woman in what their talents and their skill set is, and them being able to share that with the rest of the world.
So, yeah, and
it's cool to put it on that platform.
For me to be able to participate in something that's near and dear and still be artistic and be inspired by other artists, and then really be inspired by the people who are learning. Cause you know, at the base of it, I'm just an instructor.
But you see that spark in them. Yeah. It's amazing, right?
Right.
It's so good.
And watching that confidence level when they've got the tools in their hands and they've walked away and they're like, I didn't smash a finger. I learned how to use tin snips. I've hammered something. I've welded something. I've painted something. And it is just, you know, I'll see people at, you know, events after. And they're like, I still have my keychain or I still got my, you know, whatever it happens to be.
And it's something about someone else, them creating it. It's about us sharing something with them, but they're doing it.
Yeah.
100%. It's so different for them to see, I did this.
Yeah.
That's what we're giving them. Yeah. And it's so cool. And they're so proud of it, like you said.
And it, well, and then they are paying it forward by showing their people, and it just keeps going and going and going. And that's so rad that Harley is on board. I love that.
It's so exciting. So
I love that.
It's very exciting.
GTS Customs Corvette Specialists. Passion is the driving force behind every design, every build. Innovation taking the client's dream car places never thought possible. Not just seductive form, but flawless function, showcasing today's technology in yesterday's classic curves in luxury and in performance. Head over to highoctanehustle.com, shop the brands page, and check out GTS Customs Corvette Specialists.
Baja Forge, it isn't just the products and it's not just a brand, it's a way of life. At an early age, traveling to Baja was one of my fondest memories. It was about venturing to unknown destinations. It was the freedom of exploration and really slowing down to enjoy the amazing world and the people we have in it. Baja Forge is about helping you embrace adventure. Baja Forged, signature vehicle builds and off-road products built to forge your own path. Visit BajaForged.com today.
That's
speaking
a
of
name.
Real Deal Revolution workshops, we're both going to be at one here. The Marconi Museum, you guys.
Yep.
This is dope.
And this is so excited. Women's Motor Fest.
Yeah. Yep. That I'm very much looking forward to that. Jamie from Mechanic Garage, Blosman. Oh my goodness, she's put this together. I remember speaking to her last year about, you know, how to get involved, and because they'd done the first one in Ohio, right?
They did,
Yeah. So just being able to have Teresa, obviously, Design Muse, helping spearhead and work with Jamie. Tell me what that was like.
Oh,
getting this sorted.
Right. There's been so many good events, and this one is, you know, it'll be great to have it in Southern California in our backyard.
Yeah.
The Marconi Museum is amazing.
Right?
So it was really cool. We actually were going to try to have it at Lyons Automobilia at first. Lana Chrisman helped us out, introduced us, to Monique over there, and it's been great working with her as well. And that whole family, like, they're just so cool.
Yeah.
And with Jamie, so they just had their event in Detroit, super successful. They did great there.
They have the most amazing.
This is Monique's parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was out at a McLeod racing Cars and Coffee, and they were out there, and the nicest people.
That's what she said. Yeah. She talks about her dad. She's just like, my dad just does things. And you're like, what?
Oh my
gosh. How did you even think of that? You know,
they brought his and her Cudas.
Oh,
a red one.
Isn't that cool?
And that apple green. I
love it.
Died.
Yeah.
And, one of the license plates says Sassy Fish.
Okay, like, they're already all people.
Yeah.
Right? We already know.
I'm in. And she walks up to me. I'd never met her before. And she's like, oh my God, another tall person. I'm just like, yes. Sorry. You know that I'm twinning with you.
I hang around tall people all the time.
Right?
Tall blondes,
my gosh,
too.
I don't know. That's the same with Michelle. I mean, I just died. Which that was a really cool event. I went out with, since last we sat down and talked, McLeod had Cars and Coffee, which was super, super fun. Marconi Museum was there with a bunch of rides, but those were my two favorite. And they had, you know, one of the old Nitro Revival cars. And
oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yes. It was so good.
Those are so good.
Yeah. So well, we what do they call that? A cracker? No. What's that?
Dang it.
Jason. Cackle.
Cackle.
Fist. Cackle. A cracker. Whatever.
And that's what we were going to go into, is that we had just met Cindy Gibbs and Justin
Arias. Yeah, of Arias Pistons. And they're going to be future guests for us on our show.
Yep. We have a mother and son team there. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a whole different element.
Yep. And Cindy does Nitro Revival.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, because that is with one of the other boys, not with Justin. I mean, I think it's a whole family affair.
Okay.
And she'll be able to tell us all about it. But the funny thing, I was on the phone with Justin today, and he's like, yeah, my mom's so cool. And I said, you know what? That's right. He's all, well, she did have me. So that's pretty cool. And I'm like, I just love those two.
Right.
I love it.
Well, and I was going to say, we can talk about where we met them.
Yes. Go for it.
Well, how did we meet Justin, though? You kind of walked up to him. So, because you recalled him from something else that you had.
Yes.
Or you saw his name.
I walked past Justin, and Arias is not a
common
name. And he looked about the age, and I said, do you know anybody named Terry Arias? And he looks at me, and he's like, we need to sit and have a conversation. Yes. So he is the stepson of Terry Arias. And I know her through my other life that revolves around real estate. So, you guys, if you own a fast car or play in motorsports, you have to have a job. Just so you know.
Got to get some money, some finances behind that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want something fun on your car, I'm working for my interior right now.
Exactly. It's all about car parts.
Doing, but
again, where the episode started and where it keeps going.
Yes.
Who doesn't want more car parts?
Oh, I know.
It's on all of our lists.
More car parts, more tires.
And so what was interesting in that night of meeting them there, where did we meet them at?
Oh, the Peterson. Oh my goodness.
What a great night, right?
Oh my gosh. That was for the Women in
Motorsports North America.
I always get those.
We got it. That was perfect, right?
Yeah. And Cindy Sisson and then St. James are spearheading that organization.
So amazing.
And they've done the most incredible documentary series. And we were there for Undaunted with Paula Murphy.
Yeah. It was such a special night.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
And she's, 95 now?
And she was there with a broken femur. What is that?
Her leg.
That's okay. Broken leg. Basically.
She broke her leg, but she really wanted to come to the event.
She was still there. I mean, that's a badass right there. That's a badass.
She was amazing. It was amazing to meet her. It was amazing to see Margie Smith Haas, Lynn Heiner. Oh my gosh. Who else did we see there besides Lynn St. James and
all female.
So it was
so
all
many.
These Amanda Busick. Oh my goodness.
You're great with these names.
Well, you know, when you've been perched from afar looking on and you're like, oh my God, they're iconic women.
Oh yeah. No, it was amazing. There really were lots of fast women that night. But just icons in the industry. And it was great to see how much support they had from everyone that night. You know, it was really good. Yeah.
Right. And it was my first experience meeting Alex Exidius as well.
Alex, my buddy.
So that was really delightful.
101.
Yeah. Because he had celebrated a birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. That was, what a treat.
Yeah.
What a night.
He's definitely on my list of mentors of who I want to be like someone. I mean, people, it's funny because not too many people even know the name, Alex Exidius, but it's like,
how to pronounce it.
Right. Exidius. he started SoCal Speed Shop. I mean, he helped start SEMA. He helped start, the Mickey Thompson, not the off-road races. He did the, what did
stadium
they have?
Races?
No, they actually had a show. They did a show as well. So he's helped start those. I mean, he's done so much in so many different hats, and I've learned so much from him too. He had a way with the way he presented himself always, because it was very iconic. you know, and he knew like the branding thing right away and how important that was. So there's so many things that I can, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah. That's
whole nother
amazing.
Episode. I was even, you know, I was considering asking him, he's right down the street from here. So
perfect.
Maybe we could get him on.
We can.
101 years old, still a badass.
Oh my gosh. That would make us
he
icons.
Loves stories. Yeah.
By proxy.
Right. That's what you do. You surround yourself with people like that. You know, I mean,
oh my
goodness. So no, it was a great night. I really enjoyed that. There was so many amazing people there.
Yeah. So tell me, we were talking earlier about your calendar. Where do you go next?
So, the Harley Davidson, I'm going to road trip it there in a cargo van, taking our booth there so we can set up and everything. That will be our hard up that we're setting up.
Okay.
I always love this because everyone's like, what is that?
It's the opposite of easy up, and easy ups are never easy to put up.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. But this is really hard.
I think I've participated in loading, building, unloading. Yeah.
So one of the first projects, right, with Real Deal that Jesse and I did was build this basically our version of an easy up, which we call a hard up because it with two people, it's almost impossible to do. It takes like an hour and a half. With quite a few more people, it goes up a little faster, but it is really hard. Yeah. But it is made of it's a metal and wood structure that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So her and I just designed it, the idea of it. And so we've been using it for almost 10 years now. It's like insane
it's
to see that it's still doing good. Yeah,
yeah
it's still
not
fine.
Something that collapses,
no,
right?
No, it's
like
still
those
working.
Darn easy ups.
Right. So, so we'll be loading up and heading back east for that. And then Women's Motor Fest is right after. There's actually the SEMA Gala too.
Oh my goodness.
I know the SEMA Gala is coming
that
up. That's going to be in Anaheim and that's going to
be
the
lovely.
21st. So that's on Friday.
Nice.
Next day is testing. And then after that, we actually personally, I have some cool projects we're working on too right now.
I can't
talk about those yet. We can talk about those in another
we'll
episode
do that
later.
Another episode.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then Sturgis coming up. And when is Sturgis? There's a great, put it this way, there might be an award at Sturgis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about it.
Oh, I like that.
I know. And it's for Real Deal.
I think I have like an inkling. And we haven't talked about this.
No, we haven't.
We haven't talked about it. Mm-hmm. But I kind of am getting your vibe and feeling like.
Right.
It's timely.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. And we will be up at Sturgis for at the Buffalo Chip for Women's Day at the Chip. So that's always a fun event.
What date is that?
August 8th, I believe. It's Tuesday.
Okay.
It's a Tuesday. I believe it's August 8th. Fingers crossed.
It is.
I don't have,
Well,
I think
just
that's
in
what
case
it is.
You guys want to send gifts or anything, my birthday is August 1st, and that's
a
week after.
Yeah.
That's a little segue. I just looked at it today. Okay.
And we have to book over both our calendars because you have some things coming up, too.
Yeah. So I'm super stoked about this. I'm on the 11th of August. I leave to go to Nashville, Tennessee for actually almost 4 weeks to teach. Did I tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, did I forget?
I'm just saying wow for the audience.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Impact.
No, I'm super, I love it. Thank you. No, I'm super, super stoked about it. It turns out that I'm going to be, so if you guys don't know, I teach defensive driving to teens, but I also teach slippery surface driving for Bridgestone Winter Drive School. And I just got nominated, if you will, to work with Precision Dynamics International.
Awesome.
Craziest thing. The person who owns PDI, he makes videos and does all sorts of amazing events for manufacturers, automotive manufacturers. And it turns out to be Ken Twaits, a gentleman that I raced Optima Series with.
Awesome.
And
isn't
that
funny how things are like that? I know.
And he has no idea that I'm coming to work for his organization.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
It wasn't even that. So I'm super, super stoked
That's
about
rad.
That. Yeah.
Super
and it's
cool.
A great job. it's interesting too.
Dude, because there is
of the
so
fact-
much like motorsports in Nashville. Like so many people are over there in that area. I guess like the Tennessee area, that little area right
there.
Well,
and that makes it really nice for me as well because of the fact that I have friends there from racing and he's in Franklin and the whole thing, it's all about.
Franklin's a big area. Yes, very big.
Yeah. So that's what's on the horizon for me. Still doing stuff with breaks and I still love that. And, you know, then there's that real estate gig.
Because we all got to make money.
You got to make a dollar.
Yeah, we do.
Dollar make me holla.
Oh, my God. Jason's like, I got this, lady.
Okay. And you know how to edit all this stuff out, right? You're like, no, we're going to put it on our subscription channel. Hey, and we'd like to thank Gearhead Coffee for the coffee. And check out this T-shirt.
I was like, what are
you? Is that rad or what?
I didn't see it.
Oh, sorry.
Well,
you know,
it's very broad right now.
As I'm sliding around.
So basically, we're not talking about it.
No, nice. It's a chick on a motor.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, we don't need to. Wait.
Oh, she doesn't want to be. Yeah.
Did it? Can you
Are
really
you
hear
like
that
a 5 year old right now? What's going
totally.
On?
Oh my God. Jane acting like a 5 year old.
He's like, don't do this. Okay. I'm going to do that.
Okay. So we definitely want more coffee.
So what else do
and
we
money.
Want to talk about?
Sorry, start over. Oh my God.
What are we at, a half hour then? Is it what you're saying?
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
How much more do we have to burn time
he
for?
He said 10 minutes. He said give another 10 minutes.
Okay.
So what do we want to focus?
We've dilly-dallied for like 2 minutes right now. Oh,
wow.
Excellent.
It's like, you know, interview. Wow. That's great.
So
Jane, how did you start in defensive driving? Like, how did you even get into that program?
Well, originally it started from being a badass in autocross and other women wanting to learn how to do what I was able or capable of behind the wheel.
Awesome.
And I'm tooting my own horn, but I am a really
it's
great.
Okay to toot.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You guys, I did it.
And I was like, oh.
I wasn't either. And then I was like,
I can't breathe.
Well, keep this,
oh, this
keep
is
it
horrible.
Rolling. And this is going to be an awesome outtake. Think of the shorts.
You can do it. You're like, yes, I can. Okay, my eyes are watering. As Jason's editing this and like, oh my God, how long does this go?
Well, yeah, and I where do you even begin
okay,
after that?
After that. Yeah, toot your own horn.
Yes, definitely. I think that I can't even freaking focus. Oh my God. So actually, for me, the teaching, I've always taught. I started in that other podcast. Remember, I was the aerobics instructor that was using the Reebok
pump
shoes.
Oh, in general. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
okay.
I taught in fitness for a number of years. And
what do you think that brought that on? Like,
because I always wanted to be a cheerleader. That's what brought that on. But what?
No, the teaching side.
That's what I'm saying. So I went into becoming an aerobics instructor because I was just one of those cheerleaders that wanted to actually, then I became educated in,
people.
In fitness and kinesiology and physiology. And I loved the ability to teach people how to use their body.
Sure.
In a way that benefits them.
Yeah.
Not unlike driving. I mean, you have to have a real, awareness of what's happening.
Yep. I was going to say, be in touch with yourself.
I'm not saying anything. It wasn't me that time.
Awareness with driving. Yeah. Awareness of yourself and your response.
Yes,
and all of that. Because it's intuitive. It's yes. kind of like you have to know it. Yeah.
Well, and you know, the other thing too that I've noticed as I've gotten older and I've done more teaching, and it went from teaching women how to basically manhandle their cars on the track.
Yeah.
They have to have some sort of body awareness.
Yes.
Hand placement.
Very much.
How quickly to move their hands.
Yeah.
How to, you know, the car ultimately becomes the extension of the individual. And I think the other thing that's really important is it seems as though a lot of people, there's a fly in my face. My goodness. I think that a lot
this
of people.
This is going to be the never ending episode that isn't long
the 10
enough.
10 minutes, that was, you said 10. Got a fly.
And it's
gotta
been like
toot.
Two.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's I not know, gonna be anything not. Usable.
I think that the car becoming a connection, being connected with the driver, right? We've seen so many drivers now that don't have that connection.
Yeah.
We only require 30 or 40 hours behind the wheel. You look at countries like Germany, it's minimum of 300.
Oh, wow.
You look
I didn't
at Australia, that. It's 150 hours. And obviously, you know, in Germany, you're understanding, everybody thinks, oh, you're going on the Autobahn. Well, there's many things that are kind of in play with that. So we're really at a disadvantage with our drivers.
Hmm.
And to be able to
They're impact, not, yeah, they don't understand the skill set yet.
Yeah,
it's and, not enough time.
Yeah, and yeah. to impact teens in a way where we put them in compromising situations.
Yes.
You know, here we're doing a skid recovery.
Yep.
So they're basically, they think they're out there in a Stinger drifting. And yeah. we're like, no, we're going to teach you how to do this and slide the car around. And you're maybe going 8 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Being able to have that type of an impact on somebody who's going to be driving next to you, somebody
oh, yeah,
who's going to be driving next to me.
Oh, yeah.
And then as parents, I mean, I absolutely love that. And I love teaching this age range.
Yeah.
It's
and
incredible.
And it's about knowing what to do in that situation so they keep calm. Because
yes.
everyone
yes.
knows something
Definitely.
Like that happens, and what happens? Everyone freaks out. They don't know what to do, and so when you get them used to it,
right.
it's just like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah.
I know what to do right now.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
and that it's all of us knowing and understanding that. So
yeah.
I love that you're doing that. That's
Thank
really
you.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate that. I love that I'm doing it too. I mean, I love being involved.
It makes us all safer out there.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you. Anyway.
Oh, great.
So I get to teach parents as well.
Awesome.
And I got to tell you, talk about people with bad habits.
Oh, sure.
You know, they've got this hook hand because they think they're driving a big old bus without power steering.
The
and
hook hand.
The
I've
hook
never
hand.
Heard that term before.
That under the
yep,
steering wheel
yep.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty old school. Those were for the bigger steering wheels.
Yes.
And how do you even get your hand in there now with the smaller ones?
I don't even
Back
know.
In the day, there was no power steering.
Right.
And that you had to have
exactly.
because you were like,
yeah.
coming around.
Yeah, exactly. And these people are still doing this. And
yeah.
it's just, so they pass on these little habits.
That's
Thank
really
goodness
funny.
That they bring them in. But, you know, it's still, it's interesting perspective to kind of inform them. Hey, do you guys know? So if you don't know how to check your tire pressure, is there a tire shop around? And it's just kind of taking them through that whole thought
yeah.
process.
Well,
what do you do when a freaking emergency or your emergency and, lights or your warning lights
yep,
come
and
on?
Yep, and the lights now, because a lot of people look at that and having the TPS, the tire pressure sensor light, come
right,
on.
Right.
It's like, it's funny because a lot of people are like, what is that? You know, why did it come on? They freak out. And that's only less than 10 years old, I think, or about that.
Yeah.
When they even started doing that, you know, so. And if you need to put air in your tires, it is free at gas stations, even though it's, you know, there's a charge there. You just walk inside and you can get free water and air. So
yeah.
just a public service announcement for you all.
Yeah. And on top of that, you can go to someplace like America's Tire, Big O Tire, Discount
they
Tire
will check
Center.
Their pressure for free.
And they will check
yep.
because they want your business.
Yep.
So what a great way to help keep you safe, because the last thing you need is somebody's tire blowing out and
yep.
coming and wrecking your car.
Yeah.
Because
and it just keeps your the tread life on your tires longer too, so the wear is better.
We could like do right a now, whole I do, thing on
I know,
tires
right
now.
Right? Yeah. Just getting into those little things like that, you know.
Well, and the way that through racing, the way that we've gone through tires, I mean, I have this amazing picture of my car in front of like it's at least 12 or 14 feet high of used Falcons, used Yokes, used Toyos, used Nittos. I mean, I've got every brand. BFGs. Got me some rivals. Yeah. So if anybody wants to hook me up with a set of tires.
Are you looking for a tire sponsor?
Yeah, I just want them to know how many tires I use. No. No. I'm like, yeah, it's crazy.
So I have Nitto Recon grapplers, so that's what I run, and I have a couple sets. I have the nice set for the show,
right?
And then I have my off-road set that I use too as well. Yeah. So
I got my set
for thank you Nitto
racing, and I got my set for donuts.
Nice. You gotta have them, you know.
Yeah.
And tires are expensive.
Listen, you want to know something funny? A friend of ours, we call him Bill Speed over at Black Widow Exhaust. He would always hit Greg and I up for any of our takeoff tires because that man can drift his little S10. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Holy moly. It's a little Fun. Black Widow S10. Anyway.
Love it.
He goes by
got
Bill
a little,
Speed.
Got a little power his, behind it, I'm
yeah,
guessing.
I don't know what his real last name is. Does anybody know what his real last name is?
Squirrely Bill.
Real last name. Yeah, that's it.
We just call him Bill Speed because that's what he calls himself.
Slay but, tires, people. Slay tires.
All. Slay all tires.
Slay all tires.
Enough about
we
me.
We endorse
enough
that.
About teaching.
Totally.
Yeah. Yes. So. But do it on a closed course and understand we are
or off-roading.
Drivers.
I don't know.
Well, there's that. But you still, there's still a lot to, anyway. Okay, good chat. Good chat. Sorry, I know that
it's
I'm driving.
Fun. It's funny because you'd think we would catch up, but we have so much going on too. So we're catching up on our own lives and stuff.
We used what? Before we started this podcast thing, we always used to talk like a couple times a week
in the
mornings.
We've been a little busy, right?
Yeah,
we've been
a little busy. Oh
I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, guys. Good. Well, I'm Fastlane Jane.
And I'm Design Muse.
And this was High Octane Hustle.